This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the best way that I can approximate my feelings about the last 5 weeks with my good friend RJ Bell, our friend from Vegas. So he's 1-4. This is commensurate to your kid. You go to bed at 9 o'clock. You live in a 2-story home.
Okay.
You wake up at like 3 a.m. and you walk down the steps quietly and you see your mom and dad performing satanic rituals. You're shocked. You don't even know how to do, you don't know what to do.
That's not where I thought you'd go here.
No.
It's seared into your brain. That's how I feel when RJ Bell struggles this way. So I hope that I could walk back up the stairs and they could stop the rituals. RJ, will you stop the rituals?
You know something, Michael? That was clever. That was clever. Here's what I'll say. You know, for a couple years, as I've been winning and winning and winning, right, people have said, RJ, why do you keep stressing that the bad streaks happen? You know, it's like it doesn't seem like they happen to you. I said, hey, they probably happen to me less than, you know, typically, but they happen. So now hopefully when you see it, you can think, you know, even when RJ loses, his wisdom prevails. Because all those years, Michael, true or false, I've said we've been hot, we've been lucky, but even a good handicapper is going to have some bad streaks. And this, quite frankly, isn't even a bad one. I mean, 1-4 is not great, but by the way, you know when it's 1-4? You really mean it's 2-4 because it won the week before you started your little arbitrary streak. And on the season, what's the record?
5-4.
So I have a winning record.
You're better than that, though. I look at you. I hold you in such
better
high
than
esteem.
Winning?
I hold you. When you start the season 4-0, you get me in a position where I'm expecting wins every week.
So now you've grown up. There are no – I'm just a human being. I'm flesh and blood.
You are not a human being. You are not. No. And I don't want to hear that.
And you said the under.
I'll take it as a compliment. But I got to tell you, I did work extra hard. I had two choices this week. One was to disengage emotionally from you, or two was to work extra hard.
And you chose to work extra hard. Don, what were you just saying?
You said that the Arizona-Miami under was a lock.
No, I never said that.
Yeah.
I said I liked it a good bit, no doubt about it.
We got to go back.
And boy, what a surprise that game was. I mean, hey, let's give some credit here to Tua, because there was real skeptics after week one. They won easily against the Rams, but they had 3 turnovers to their advantage, or multiple, more than 3, but 3 scores pretty much off of turnovers. And Tua played poorly. I mean, poorly. I thought it was a sign of them protecting him. And as Schefter talked about, they wanted to audition him, even if it cost him this year. Well, what we saw was they held him back. He was extra conservative because they didn't need it. He played exceptionally well against Arizona, and I think it bodes very well for Miami the rest of the year.
Well, we had a listener who, in their 8-team teaser or parlay, I can't remember which it was, their 8-teamer, the 8th one, RJ, was your guaranteed under.
Oh, no.
So when you say guarantee, you're purposely misleading the audience?
I forget the words, but you're very...
Who's the one? One of us seems to be misleading the audience.
No. What I'm doing is very forthrightly saying, here is the best sign, you know, the best info money can buy for free, and it's going to win most of the time.
You're good. All right, so let's get right to it. Don't give me over under stuff like that. Our listeners don't want that. I need a game. I need a game.
You're right. This is going to be a game that shows you, and I think there's a lesson in this, that, and here's what's fascinating. In the pick selling business, you've probably seen, you know, old school, like the movie Two for the Money. There used to be the idea of the guaranteed game of the year, the lock, and all that stuff. And some people still try to do that, but you know what? Historically, those picks have actually won less than the same picks from the same people. And you might say, why is that? It's because when the stakes are really high, people tend to shy away from uncertainty. They want what's obvious, and thus they end up being with the public. When I'm losing, I go contrary. I say, what is the ugliest dog on the board, and is there any value? And my pick of the week, we're going to get right to it, makeout special. You don't want to kiss this one necessarily too close. San Francisco, +9.5. Now, anyone that's ever thought about stocks or investment, they've heard the phrase, you want to buy low, you want to sell high. Well, who's at the lowest point here? San Francisco, most certainly, public perception-wise, at a very low point. But remember, they're getting multiple receivers back. Is Jimmy G that much better than the backup? Mullins, I don't think that much. Maybe 2 points, maybe. And then you look at the fact that even at the positions like D-line, that they're going to have absences for an extended period, they've had more games to get used to it, and teams do get better. Like the Dallas O-line has gotten a little bit better as they play together. And then on the other side, you got the Saints, who are off a, you know, oh my gosh, we proved ourselves kind of win. Now, are they going to be flat? No, but are they going to be at a fever pitch? Probably not. And we do know, whatever you want to say about the Saints, they don't get a ton of margin. And, well, they did against Tampa, but typically not. And finally, if you look at the other side one more time, San Fran, you've got one of the, what, top 5-7 coaches in the NFL. He's not going to let the whole season be meaningless from here. I think getting 9.5, it's actually one of my most, I guess, the picks I feel the most in sync with. In that it's just a pure value play. If this line was 6, I'd want nothing to do with it. At 9.5, I mean, we could get beat pretty bad and still cover. Best bet, San Fran, +9.5.
Wow. All right.
Gutsy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Any feelings on tonight's game?
I do. I think, one, you got to look at the fact that this line opened up with Tennessee favored by 1.5. So that's, you know, the home field now is about 1.5. And so it's saying these are even teams. Then you consider that it's flipped. It's now literally Indy -1.5. That's telling you the betting market believes that Indy is clearly the better team. So if you went out there and asked a bunch of people just at the bar, who's better, Indy or Tennessee, my gut feeling is, you know, 60-70% would say Tennessee. The fact that Indy is clearly the better team according to the market, I think, is an interesting fact that most people would maybe say, huh, really? And number two, it might be trappy, as in if you say, wait, I get the home team and I'm getting the better team, Tennessee, end points. And I'm saying be careful of that. I don't love the Colts here. If I had to play something, I would play the over. Because if you really think about it, and on these TV games, Michael, people do bet the totals a lot more because they only really got two choices. So they like to bet the total if they don't like the side. And just quickly, is when does the Colts struggle? It's when Rivers gets a bunch of pressure on them. Or if there's anything that Tennessee does not do well, it's put pressure on the opposing quarterback. They don't do that well. I think Rivers does pretty well, so it's either Colts end up winning and covering, or it goes over. I think the real issue is, do you think Tennessee's offense is going to do well against the Colts' defense? If so, look at the over. If not, look at the Colts.
Good stuff. I want you to return to the land of the winning for us. Because
But you know what's funny? During this losing streak, Michael, when I had the winner, it was Arizona against Seattle, like a big upset, and you're like, yeah, we won, but boy, you know, late in the fourth, we could have lost. And then you moved on. It was like you talked for about 6 seconds about it.
All right, so,
and for
so
4 seconds, you were complaining that the game wasn't decided at halftime.
So the rules of engagement, I haven't gone to the class that Dave Rothenberg holds, is that when you pick right, I'm supposed to deify you and just forget the fact that you won in 4 of the last 5. All right, if that's what Dave tells me to do, that's what I'll do.
Well, listen, I don't know. I didn't know Dave dictated you. What I'm saying is, let's give the wins as much credit as the losses.
Well, listen, I was on your side during this whole thing. RJ, I supported you. I think you're a good guest. I think you're fun. I think you're in a slump.
I think that's all very true.
So all I would just say to you, be better.
Well, listen, I'm going to try my best. And again, if someone were listening, I know we got to run. Please understand, this is the reaction I get after winning the first year, winning the second year, and yes, still winning the third year.
I think when people say, you're describe R.J. Michael. Bell, and I go, winner. Winner. That's what I say.
Hey, guys, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here.
Same to you. All right, have
thanks,
a good
guys.
Weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.